click kaya959.co.za
to download the Kaya Biz podcast.
If you are someone who is in the auditing space, advisory, and of course accounting, I'm excited for this next conversation because it reminds me of the early years of my career trajectory. I studied accounting, wrapped up with honors, and when it was time to actually follow through with the board exams, I sidestepped into media. Not that I regret it, but chartered accountants play a critical role within our economy. And tonight we speak to a leader who is at the helm of one of the big four, as we previously used to refer to it, KPMG, after being recently appointed as the CEO of KPMG South Africa to guide us on the journey and the strategy of the business. In a moment, we're going to speak to Jolene Pierce, the CEO of KPMG South Africa, to reflect on her leadership after the announcement was made that she would take to the helm in March this year. Jolene, welcome to Kaya Biz and thank you so much for your time.
Thank you, Gugu. It's a pleasure to join you and your listeners this evening.
I am ecstatic to speak to you tonight because you remind me of a career path that I had every ambition and desire to fulfill. But I do think that right now I'm still partially in it, but doing it in a different capacity. But being a leader of leading auditing and consultancy in South Africa surely comes with a great level of responsibility. But perhaps let's reflect on your journey at KPMG, because you have been within the organization for a while, if I'm not mistaken, just shy of two decades in terms of your experience.
That is right, Gugu. I've had an extensive career at KPMG. I mean, they were my first employer. But even before that, you know, I come from quite humble beginnings in a small coloured community in Pietermaritzburg. And actually through my schooling and my university career, KPMG recognized me as a potential trainee to start my articles within the firm. So that was really the start of my journey at KPMG. And it's been a phenomenal 26 years, 19 of those as a partner within the firm. And I've had various leadership roles, which has also, you know, contributed to a very satisfying career, preparing me for this next step. So I've been a member of our policy board. I've been a member of our executive committee, working closely with our current CEO, Ignatius Suhuli, as he then progresses to his retirement. And I've led our financial services team for the last 5 years or so.
Beautiful career, and you followed through with all the necessary steps, right? And thanks for the correction. You know, 19 years as partner, but really been with the organization for more than 26 years. And I think that's the beauty about your observations and experience within the organization. You've really had the opportunity to witness not only the auditing profession transition over the years that have gone by, but even KPMG itself as an organization and institution, which you know, at some point faced some challenges in terms of its reputation within the industry. I'm keen for you just to share your reflections, you know, both on the auditing profession, what that meant within KPMG, and now, you know, being on the track to reinstate the vigor, the culture, and the respect within the organization in your role.
And that's right, Gugu. It's actually about 7 years that has passed since we had those challenges and experienced that within the firm. And I tell you, it really brought home the fact that it's actually the public that gives a firm like us the license to operate. And, you know, that's been actually part of how we've developed the firm, coming forward out of that particular, situation that we were in. I was part of the leadership, so I was a leader in the firm at that point in time. And I can tell you, we left no stone unturned in terms of the extent to which we needed to build trust back into the market. And we were so, you know, appreciative that really key individuals within the economy, within the country, like Professor Nkuhlu, you know, agreed to join us as KPMG and hold that mirror to us so that we fully understood the responsibilities that we had and the steps that we've needed to take to actually restore that trust. And I must say, you know, over the past couple of years as we've been on this journey, it's really, really humbling how the market has recognized all of the steps that we've taken. And it's really strengthened our business. So at this point in time, you know, we've really built our portfolio. We partner and audit, you know, many of the really significant corporations within the market, like many of the banks, insurance companies, mining houses. But, you know, Google, it's still a journey. You know, it's something, so trust within the market is something that we continuously work on to make sure that, you know, as we progress forward, we take the firm from strength to strength.
100%. And Jolene, I'm keen for you, you know, if you can, you know, take us into to some of the insights as to how it is that you're building this trust. And I ask this question against the backdrop of understanding that South Africa, from a governance point of view, we have, you know, well-respected and globally renowned standards and controls, if you think about the King Code and so many other themes. But help us understand, you know, how you're instilling this trust, not only in your employees, in your peers and partners, but also with the clients that you happen to engage with.
Yeah, so, you know, as people come into our firm, so you would understand, Google, from your own background, that it's quite a young complement of staff that we have at KPMG. And as we get the graduates who come into our firm, we really take them on that journey so that they realize the importance of the role that we play in the capital markets and the responsibility that they have in joining the firm, you know, and the wider purpose that we have to be the most trusted and trustworthy and make sure that we remember that it's actually in the public interest that we act. So it's really, really important that as people even step into the firm, it's a journey that we bring them on so that they understand the reality of the responsibility of what they do. So that's one of the mechanisms that we do. I mean, in terms of external, you know, consultation, we have significant and really close relationships with our clients and our regulators. And we work with them not only within, you know, the areas that they find challenges that they need to work through that we assist them with, but we also get feedback from them. We actively engage with them so that we can understand, you know, how we can strengthen our brand so that we you know, continue to build and maintain those strong relationships going forward. We work with our clients, we work with our regulators. And Google is also, you know, something that's, I think, quite a differentiator for us because we still have independent non-executive directors on our board, and they have joined us you know, in the context actually of the Companies Act. So they actually are really connected to, you know, how we take the firm forward, the mirror that we hold up to the firm. And between Professor Nkuhlu, Ansi Ramalho, and Professor Ben Marks, you know, we're the only audit firm or the only professional services firm that in terms of the Companies Act, we actually have external people that really always hold a mirror to us so that we can keep ourselves accountable.
Yeah, definitely. Jolene, next year seems so far for you to take over, but I appreciate that there's a transition period, right, to make sure that there's a seamless flow. And what I am so intrigued by is, of course, you know, given your observations of the industry and your participation in retail banking, corporate treasury, securities trading, you've really had the opportunity to have a front row seat at the evolution of all of these sectors, whether it's changes in regulation to greater controls in banking, the development of digital and technology, apps and, of course, access, maybe even looking at securities trading and how that's also been democratized from a retail point of view, but heightened in terms of the levels of asset classes that we have as options. I'm so intrigued to gauge your thoughts on, you know, where we are when it comes to technology and innovation, primarily when it comes to governance, control, audit and risk, because that's where we might not get to experience it as retail customers, but we are impacted by the businesses and organizations who are audited. So technology, AI, innovation within the audit and risk base, what does it look like? Where are we now? And how are you looking to take the trajectory forward for KPMG?
Great. So I'll answer your question from two aspects. The one is technology in the audit space. And, you know, as we experience in our daily lives, we experience in the businesses that we run, I mean, technology is pervasive, and it's such a crucial way that we run our businesses at this point in time. As we move into, you know, different eras like artificial intelligence, it really provides us with much, much better insights into data, how we use data, how we take that data and actually use the data to commercialize our businesses. But also in the audit space, I mean, we use it in terms of the extent of quality that we then cover as part of our audits, because, you know, all of that data allows us to test even bigger portions of different portfolios within our clients, so that our coverage in terms of our audits is much more extensive. So, you know, artificial intelligence is a key part in how we're moving businesses forward and how we're understanding the data that actually, you know, is an output from these particular tools to give us more insights into our own businesses, but also into our clients' businesses. And obviously, Google with data comes a trust element. And I think that's probably where the market is also focusing at this point in time. How do we trust these AI tools that, you know, as they go through this machine learning, you know, type programming, that they actually have the right elements that they're looking at, that there are ethical considerations around how the tools are gathering the data that we use. And for our clients, this is also a key area where we assist our clients in giving them, you know, that insight into making sure that the data they're using from these tools actually supports their different business models and focus areas with their own clients.
Yeah. What's beautiful about what you've also shared, Jolene, is the fact that, you know, it's the data, the scrutiny of the data and being ethical about the data. And I'm also so intrigued because it needs to be technology that is globally competitive, given that you speak to clients and you as an organization and as a leader have international expertise and experience. It needs to be globally competitive, yet locally relevant. And I guess that's the interesting conundrum that I'm, you know, so intrigued to see, you know, the kind of engagements that take place between yourselves and stakeholders, the innovators, and even the implementation of some of these technologies and tools within the audit and risk space. Are those some of the considerations that might add a challenge, but also provide a unique opportunity?
No doubt about that. I mean, many of our organizations within South Africa actually operate on a global platform. So whether we are looking at a local market or whether we're looking at the operations across the continent, because remember, in different areas, you're going to find that behaviors are different, patterns or trends in the way that, you know, people behave, how they consume products. You know, what really draws them into different life cycles of what they need at different points is going to be different. So, you know, our clients and the assistance that we provide our clients, you know, helps them to stratify this data to really, really understand the markets in which they operate. And that provides that competitive edge because, you know, while they have all of this data, they need to understand how to actually consume it, interpret it so that they better understand how to approach customers that really respond differently, whether they here in South Africa, whether they are in Nigeria or whether they are in the UK. You know, until you get a real good understanding of your client, you know, it's really important that your business model and what you're actually offering your clients is relevant.
And I think this casts a beautiful light on what the future of those in audit risk consulting and advisory look like in terms of the talent pool. Before, to work for an audit firm like KPMG, you just had to be a chartered accountant. That was the main foot into the door. But what I'm hearing you say is that, you know, there's interesting themes around what talent looks like now going forward for those who will play a critical role in organizations like KPMG. So what does that look like? And I'm so intrigued here, Jolene. You can probably tell us about GARP and how it's changed to IFRS and how that might change again in future, right?
Yes, part of my technical skills that I've gained over the years. But you're 100% right, Google. And here at KPMG, what we are seeing within our teams is there are so many diverse careers that people who join KPMG can actually pursue. So whether you're looking for, a role in technology or economics or forensics, really the span of careers that are available to graduates who join us is so extensive, and it creates such an exciting environment to work in. And, you know, Google, obviously, you've read my bio, so you know that I've signed off, big banks within within the market. And actually, to audit a big bank, you actually harness all of these skills. So whether it's credit specialists or mathematicians data analytics tools that need to be used, all of these different really, really interesting and exciting careers, actually come into that IFRS and GARP space now so that we can, deliver the quality product that we need to deliver to the client.
Definitely. Oh, yeah. How the world of all things accounting do change, whether it's the taxes, the audit processes or accounting standards, which are ever evolving. I guess you can see that, the passion for accounting still exists there, Jolene, on my end. So
I can see that. I think you're an accountant at heart, Gugu. So, yes, you know exactly the space that I'm talking about.
Oh, 100%, definitely. Congratulations yet again on the fantastic appointment and all the best going forward. We really do look forward to seeing the transition and the growth and the evolution of KPMG under your leadership, Jolene. All the best. Phenomenal to see your growth.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Gugu. I have a task ahead of me, but I am definitely up to the challenge. So I really appreciate your well wishes.
Jolene Pierce, the CEO of KPMG South Africa.
Kaya Biz with Gugule Tumfupi, Monday to Thursday, 6 to 8 p.m. on Kaya 959.
Click kaya959.co.za
to download the Kaya Biz podcast.